Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today it's episode 130, and today I want to talk about this idea of compassion before comprehension. Now, compassion before comprehension is an idea that I was first introduced to by, by Alok, and they were on the podcast, the Man Enough podcast, which I highly recommend you check out. It's hosted by Justin Baldoni. Both of whom I've been following Alok for a little bit longer than Justin, but Alok introduced this idea that, you know, sometimes in life when we don't understand things, especially don't understand how people live their lives, right? And that comes along with some judgment. But when we're just genuinely confused or we just don't understand the choices people make or who people really are. And sometimes that, most times I would say, comprehension or wanting to know about somebody or about something comes before compassion. And it really should be the other way around. You know, when we're thinking about why someone wants to live the life that they do or why they want to be who they want to be, compassion for that human being and making sure that that human being's taken care of with human rights and they're protected from violence, because a lot of groups sadly are not. That's the reality. But being compassionate and empathetic to that that person or that group of people should definitely come before any comprehension or, well, I just don't understand why they live the way they do, or I just don't understand them. Compassion first, comprehension second. And really, comprehension can really get really close to judgment. And what I mean by this is that If we're so caught up in wanting to understand people or wanting to understand the choices they make, at a certain point, you may never understand why they make the choices they make. But it's more important just to be understanding and to be compassionate and empathetic, even without fully understanding who they are or why they make the decisions they do. As long as they're protected from violence and they have every human right and they're equal, that's all that matters in my eyes. And I was thinking a lot about this because with every new thing that I learn, I think about mental health and how it kind of ties into our own self-care and our own understanding of ourselves. And for me personally, it makes a lot of sense, because how many times have you felt like there's been emotions you just don't understand for yourself, or maybe a couple of decisions you made and you're like, I don't really understand how I can make that decision. Personally, for myself, this happens all the time. You know, I may feel an emotion that I really don't understand why I'm feeling like that. I'm really trying to understand myself in the moment. But if I would just be compassionate to myself and say, you know what, I may not understand why I'm feeling this way or why I made that decision, but right now I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to show myself self-care and self-love and just make sure that I'm being compassionate and empathetic to my own self. And I'm going to continue to take this in mind as I go. And I just wanted to send a gentle reminder to you as well that, you know what, we may not understand everything. We're not going to be able to understand everything in life. But if we look at it through the lens of compassion first, I think it really opens up a lot of avenues and a lot of new experiences and just a new perspective. And I think that was probably my favorite thing about this idea, is that I always love when I can learn a new perspective. And Alok is someone that I highly recommend, A-L-O-K, on Instagram. I really admire them, and I look up.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
To them, because they live their life with such authenticity and unapologetically themselves. And I think that's something that we can all chase. I personally really look up to them because of that fact, because I know that there's areas where I would love to be authentically myself. And it's something that I definitely struggled through childhood, and I think we all a little bit, we shield a little bit of ourselves. But I think that, you know, ALOK on Instagram, I'm going to promote them because I really respect them. And they came up with this idea. They showed me that, you know, compassion first before comprehension. It's so important. And I think it can really help us when we're thinking about ourselves and our own mental health. Because, like I said, there's been so many times in my life where you almost get so harsh on yourself because you just can't comprehend. You can't, like, you can't understand why you're feeling this way. But it's really less important than the fact of being compassionate to yourself, you know, giving yourself some space to figure things out and giving yourself grace because, you know, life is really confusing. And I think life is set up so that we have to figure things out. But if we can give ourselves time and compassion and empathy first, I think the comprehension not only becomes easier, but it's just a more natural rhythm in life. And I think that it can ease the judgment on ourselves and our own decisions and emotions that we're going through in life. And also, in turn, it can help take the judgment down a level for other people. Because how many times do we just not understand how someone could make that decision? Like, what? How could they even make that decision? How could they do that? You know, that's a very common phrase, right? How could they do that? Or just letting people live. You know, I think this is a huge key when we think about that idea of just letting people be who they want to be. And to be honest, I've been thinking about this a lot. Like, who made the rules on normal? Like, why do we let certain people tell us that, well, that's not normal. That's weird. That's not normal at all. So who gave them the right to make that decision? You know, why do certain people have more authority on what's normal than other people? Because maybe they're trying to shield themselves from having to actually start to be compassionate, and they're so stuck in that mindset of comprehension first. You know, some people, and this is not judgment because this is just my experience, and this is, I see this way too often, is the fact that some people get so scared of not being able to understand other people. And if they would just lead with compassion first and say, is that person happy? Is that person trying to be them true selves? Yes. Well, okay, then I don't ever have to understand, you know, who they are. And by the way, the best way to understand someone, in my opinion, is to talk to them. And I just don't think there's enough conversations going around about who people are, genuine conversations with that person. Instead, we're trying to talk about that person to other people and make decisions for them, which I think is just not acceptable. So I hope that we can start to lead with compassion first, and maybe that will help us comprehend. And you know what? If we just never understand it, at least we're being compassionate human beings, and we're leading with love. So just a gentle reminder. It's a gentle reminder to myself, as always, because I can always get better as well with you. So I hope that you're taking care of yourselves. I hope that you're being compassionate to yourselves, because we might not ever understand it, but that's okay. And I hope that you're having a great day. Continue to take care of yourself, love yourself. Remember that you deserve to be here. And please remember to be kind, be positive, and be yourself. And always remember that Black Lives Matter. Trans rights are human rights. And let's continue to love all of us, because we're all human beings on this beautiful journey of life, just trying to be our best versions of ourselves. Until next time, I will catch you on the next one.